The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's kick things off here with the first talk back of the day.
What's up, JV Show fam? This is your buddy Nate. Long time no talk back. Anyway, I'm cooking dinner. I'm using these pickled garlic and pickled jalapenos my wife used. And I notice I'm just left with the juice in this jar. And I thought of you guys. And I was thinking this would be perfect for the chug wheel. So I thought, like, I'd try it. And, oh, my God. I did, like, a little, not even a shot. Like, a tablespoon. Ugh. Nasty. Do you want it?
Yeah, of course I want it. We play the chug wheel tomorrow. Of course
no,
we do.
No, don't.
Haven't we already
me.
Chugged that?
I yeah, feel like pickle juice? Philip, we've done that
we
twice.
Like pickle juice.
Yeah, but I don't think he's talking about pickle juice. He was talking about pickled jalapenos and pickled onions, that comes in. And I believe we've chugged something similar to both those, but I'll take whatever. Because JV Show Chug Wheel tomorrow, 8:20.
Stop.
Yeah. We're not accepting really this game. Outside
we don't trust
outside items.
That's one of the tamest ones. We've got a lot of outside suggestions before, and they're way worse.
But we're not like actually accepting items from people from their homes.
Mm-hmm. I would, because nobody else on the show gives a damn, and I have to go to the store and find everything for the chug wheel all the time, and you guys don't put in any effort.
I'll go today.
I brought something last time.
One time.
Me
thank
too.
You.
I've
appreciate
actually brought
them.
A lot of things.
A lot. Oh, sure.
I
sure,
have.
Sure.
I don't remember what they are, but I feel like I have.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I feel like you have.
Anyways, here's the more important thing that we need to address. We have 4 tickets to Disneyland that we have to give away to somebody listening in the 6 o'clock hour. You guys, leave your talkbacks. We're only accepting your Disney talkbacks until 7 a.m. So all this week between 6 and 7, really just today and tomorrow. Leave your Disney talkbacks and then tune in at 8:50 to see if we play your talkback as the winning one. Then you got to call us to claim your tickets. But step one, leave those talkbacks now. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so a Florida man suffered a bear attack in late August after he yelled at a couple of bears that came near his house. He said he spotted them running basically across his front yard, and he stepped out the front door to yell at them to try to haze them away, maybe scare them a little bit. He said, however, one of the bears must have taken offense to what he yelled at him because it ran back and attacked him. It bit him. It scratched him. He had to get treated at a local hospital. He was later released. He set up a GoFundMe to help cover those medical costs. What do you think he possibly could have yelled at these bears that was so offensive that one of them came back and...
Yeah, how do you offend a bear?
And attacked him.
Ooh, there's a lot of ways.
I thought maybe we could each come up with what our own, what we thought maybe our own bear insult was that he maybe yelled at him that caused one of them to turn back and just flat out attack him.
Okay.
You got
maybe like forget a polar or grizzly bear. You're a Care Bear and nobody cares.
I would have just said pandas are cuter. Take that.
They are.
What about... Your mama bear is so fat when she sits around the campsite, she sits around the campsite. You get it?
She's like actually around taking up all the space. Or even your own reflection said, I can't bear to look at you.
What about your mama bear is so fat when she scratches her back on a tree, the tree begs for mercy.
You couldn't catch a salmon if it jumped in your mouth.
I think that probably ticked a bear off.
Your mama bear so fat, even her shadow got diabetes.
You call that a growl? That's where it ends.
That's the whole joke?
Yeah.
Your mama bear so fat, even Goldilocks said, this one's too much.
The bear is now angry and we are dead.
Yeah.
Do you think he really offended the bear and that's why it attacked, or it just attacks because it's a bear and that's what they do?
I think he offended it.
You think so?
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Did you guys play Powerball yesterday?
Of course I did.
You didn't get tickets, Jess?
Selena, you said nobody get tickets. I got you. I got you. So I was like, okay.
I never said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, don't bother getting your tickets because I was going to win. Turns out I didn't. And so did nobody else.
No one won that $1.4 billion jackpot. So next drawing is Saturday for an estimated $1.7 billion.
Let's go. That Crazy. One I'm going to win, so don't bother. You guys don't need to get tickets.
Okay,
I'm gonna win
okay
that
I'll
one.
Set this one out.
All right, the San Francisco Giants won again last night in Colorado, 10-8, completing a three-game series sweep of the Rockies. The Giants have now won 10 of their last 11 games. Now find themselves just four games back of the Mets for the final wild card playoff spot.
Go, Mets!
Easy, Selena. Travel Stop. Day for the team today as their road trip continues. A three-game set with the Cardinals is up next, and that gets underway tomorrow.
Nice. Some clouds this morning and even a tiny little bit of fogizzle, but the sun will come out with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
Hey, Scorpio besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Embrace change today, even if it seems crazy to you. In fact, the crazier, the better. As far as you're concerned, things need to shake up in a big way if you want to get moving in the right direction.
Wow.
Embrace the crazy.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So you guys only have until 7 a.m. to get your Disney talkbacks in on the iHeartRadio app. It's for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Get in your talkbacks with your name and your info and all that. And then 8:50, check back with us to see. Well, I mean, never stop listening to us, but be here, especially at 8:50 to see if we play your talkback as the winning one. And then you can be on your way to Disney. All right. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And it is Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Graham, what are we about to listen to?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys first, do you sing in the car while you're driving?
Always. Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to go sometimes. Jess, you're always, no matter what the song is, or you got to wait until it's a particular hit.
Well, like one if of it's your favorites. Not, if it's not one that I want to sing to, I just skip got to it. One that I want to sing to.
My car doesn't have that ability. It has just a radio. Well, a woman named Caitlin McCutcheon, she's had her car karaoke session go quite viral because she was recording herself singing along to Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. And she lost control of her car and it rolled off the side of the road.
Oh my God.
Into a ditch. If you want to watch this video, we're about to listen to it. But if you want to watch this video, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
Oh.
And she winds up upside down in the ditch when the car finally comes to a rest. Luckily, she was wearing her seatbelt, so she was not injured.
Wow.
She posted the video herself, and she captioned it, quote, "I guess you could say I got hit one more time." I think she was very sarcastically singing and along to Britney Spears One More Time. The singing was horrible, if that's her actual singing voice. It was really bad, but then it's unclear what, because the camera's on her. You have to watch the video because the look on her face when she realizes that she's losing control of her car is priceless. But I guess she skidded on maybe some loose gravel or something. Then the car started spinning and then flipped and then landed either sideways or kind of upside down.
Oh, my God. That's
the fact that the first thing that she does is reach for her phone when she's like upside down in her car. Still strapped with her seatbelt on.
Well, she wants to make sure she got like a good angle of the wreck.
Now, that was probably the most commented thing on the video was the fact that, yes, she does immediately go and reach for her phone. And people are like, oh, this is so, you know, Gen Z or whatever. You know, like you're immediately going to grab for your phone. Other people were arguing, well, you've just been in a wreck. You're going to grab your phone
call
911 or whatever. But it does look like she is concerned about the camera angle. As it captured her getting into this really bad-looking wreck. Again, luckily, she was safe. My favorite comment on the video, as much as I'd like to take credit for this joke, was, it's Britney Ditch.
That's a good one.
It's Britney Ditch.
The video is actually pretty hilarious.
You have to go watch it. It gave me life yesterday.
So that is on JV Morning Show. It's on Instagram. Hey, you should follow us and like check out all the stuff we have on our story.
Bro.
One more thing that you have to see right after that Britney video, just the next story right after that. Did you see Luigi Mangione modeling in a Shein ad?
Is this
United
real?
Healthcare killer?
Yes, the United Healthcare CEO killer. For Shein. Real.
Well,
let me see.
They ended up, so I saw a report yesterday that Shein ended up taking the ad down, like this photo, because they're doing a whole investigation because it's unclear if this is actually him, like if he did some modeling maybe back in the day, like, or if it's somebody who isn't him but really, really looks like him, or if somebody used AI. So the listing is no longer on their site. And apparently,
I was just watching the car crash video again. That's good. Sorry, I had to get to the next story.
Yeah, it's, okay, it's the
here
next
we go.
Story.
Here we go. Here we go.
So it's no longer on their site. They did release a statement saying that this image was provided by a third-party vendor. And they didn't, like, vet, you know, the vendor or the pictures that they received. They're just allowed to post whatever ads they want, I guess. So maybe somebody that worked for that third-party vendor used AI.
Just slipped this one in?
I guess so.
You know what? I can believe this because a lot of the pictures that you see on Shein sometimes, like, they do steal pictures from influencers or it's, I think, random people that are posting that outfit and that item online, they just take it.
They do.
Have you ever hoped that you, like an outfit you posted, Jess, was going to get stolen and you were going to be the model on Shein?
Not for Shein. Maybe Fashion Nova.
I know someone who has a picture on Fashion Nova.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who?
It's just that I know someone that has a picture on Fashion Nova. Yeah.
Wait, who?
Her name's Daisy. I follow her and I don't know her in person.
No,
but
I know
her.
Somebody that has a
But like it's there because she like modeled for it?
No, well, I don't know.
Or they stole her picture. No, she can sue.
I think a lot of places in Fashion Nova is one of them. You can apply to become like a Fashion Nova influencer. So you tag them in all your pictures and they can like pick whatever they want to use. This one, though, with Luigi Mangione, I don't think that's how. I don't think he applied to be a Shein influencer while in prison. This was clearly some AI type stuff, but people were getting a kick out of it. So if you want to go see that, JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So coming up at 8:05 this morning, we are placing our bets. We're locking in our numbers for our NFL bet. It was supposed to be just you, Graham, and you, Jess. Mm-hmm. You know, putting your bets in for how many games your teams are expected to win this season. Mm-hmm. Graham, you have the Niners. Yep. Jess, you have the New York Giants.
I
got dragged into this and I have to do it for the Raiders. Yeah. I am furiously researching right now and asking a ChatGPT to help me out.
Yeah, good call.
And I don't know anything about anything it's spitting back at me. I have no idea what any of this stuff means.
Well, it's going to spit you back a number if you prompt it the correct way. I mean, if you want to let AI decide this for you,
then it's going to spit me, but
okay, there you go.
No offense, I just don't think the Raiders are going to do that good.
Wow. Shots fired.
Based on what Graham has told me.
Shots fired.
You're representing the team, Selena.
Yeah, but this is me chugging. I don't know.
It's probably going to be a higher.
I'm very nervous.
They're going to do a higher number than that other team that's looking at you from Salinas over there, the New York Giants.
Hey, oh, that's for sure. Hey.
That is a dumpster fire.
All right, it's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I am Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, so the site has come up with a digital model of what content creators are going to look like in the year 2050. We're just 25 years away, you guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Go check this out, JV Morning Show on Instagram. It's obviously a little exaggerated, okay? But I think they're kind of on point.
Stop it. Stop.
The under-eye bags from looking at your phone all day and the what that does to your eyes, the lip filler.
The lip filler.
The tech neck, the hunchback, we all know that's a thing that's already happening.
Right.
And also, if you look at the ones with the hair, they're saying that alopecia is going to be a lot more common from constantly like doing your hair to be in front of the camera and pulling that back or extensions and what that does to your hair.
Come on. This is...
Oh, my gosh.
I know. This is what we're going to look like. I mean, too.
Like,
me
you mean
too.
To tell me in 25 years that our entire skull proportions are going to change? Like, her head got way bigger. Like, her skull got bigger.
I said it's a little... That part's a little exaggerated.
It's all very exaggerated. It's very, very exaggerated.
I think that's the direction we're moving to.
I get that we're moving to that and the posture thing. That part's real. And the lip injections, the overdoing that, that's nothing new. We've seen that on reality TV. Everything else, like, I'm sorry. This ain't going to be it. You mean to tell me that in 25 years, there's not going to be any attractive people posting on whatever the most popular site is at that time?
Yeah, it's not going to be Instagram. The newer ones that haven't turned into this
yet. AI robots at that point.
Well, this person, unfortunately for them, they ain't going to be no digital model anymore. You know what I mean? They're not going to be some digital content creator model because, like, I don't know, the new better looking batch that doesn't look like this will have already
I don't want to turn into this. In.
I mean, in the past year or so, we've seen kind of a decline, and we're kind of going the opposite way now, where people are, you know, removing their fillers and kind of, I guess, going back on some of the surgeries.
But it's like for every person that does that, there's 1,000 more that are just now getting lip filler and getting BBLs.
And if taking out whatever your procedures that you got made you look like this, nobody would take out their procedures.
Right.
If you ended up looking like this. Again, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
No, that's
I actually think the influencer of the future is going to look the exact opposite of this. I think they're going to continue to look better because I think it's all going to be AI generated. Like I think the influencing space is going to get more and more. You already see it when you scroll on Instagram.
My
there's
gosh,
a lot
you're
of
right.
There's a lot of AI generated Instagram models on there, and I think that's the direction that it's going to go. Why do
right? But maybe the person behind that account is going to look like this.
Now that you could be right, but also. Will there be a person behind the account?
Like, that's why scary.
Why would I need a person to create my social media campaign of influencers when a computer can handle all
but
that?
But then why does AI need to become a model? They don't need money.
The company behind it needs the money. They want you to buy whatever the product is or go to the place that they are promoting, whatever it may be, to you humans, to us humans. Sorry, I just glitched.
As if you're not a human, Graham.
Right. But, I mean...
Everything's computer.
I know.
Right.
It's getting crazy.
All right, Graham. Anything you want to talk about here?
I just want to throw this out really quick because the government in Great Britain, they just announced that they are going to ban the sale of energy drinks to kids younger than 16 years old. This would ban any energy drink that has more than 150 milligrams of caffeine per liter in it, which is basically all the energy drinks. What do you think about this ban? They're saying kids that are drinking energy drinks, they see a lot of it in schools. They're not able to focus. They're real jittery and all sorts of other side effects. How do you feel about a ban
here in the
United States, kids under the age of 16 and energy drinks?
If you're 13, 14, 15, I don't understand why you would even need one.
Because they see other influencers on TikTok drinking the Alani's. And the Alani's
Celsius.
Have a very cute packaging.
I know, and they're so good. They're so delicious. But no, I'm here for a ban. You don't need one that young. They're so unhealthy.
I remember being in high school and being very tired. And like somebody throw me a Celsius right there, I probably would have zipped through my, you know, water polo practice or whatever
it was. I wasn't allowed to drink energy drinks at that young. I was barely allowed to have coffee, I think.
I didn't drink any. No, I didn't drink any of that. I definitely did not drink coffee.
Right. I didn't do that until, I think once I hit like 17, 18, I started going to Starbucks. But like stopping at Starbucks on my way to school, no.
Yeah. happened. So you're for a flat out ban. Kids got to show ID. You now are going to get carded to buy Red Bull. Selena, not you anymore, but maybe you.
You're the one that brought that up yesterday.
But you now, let's just say, you know, you're 18, 19 years old, but you look like you could be. And then now they got to card you to see if you're 16 to buy that Celsius.
I don't. I'm not going to say that. I think there should be a ban and everyone should get carded. But I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it because it's something that I wouldn't allow my kids to do. But I mean, maybe other kids are allowed to and I wouldn't want that to affect them. But I mean, that's between them and their parents.
You think your daughter's never had an energy drink?
I let her have like a taste of mine because she's asked, but I know that they're so delicious. I can't let her have too much.
Right.
Because I still want them.
But what about behind your back?
No.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No.
Never do that. I like the time that she told you she doesn't swear at school.
She didn't. Okay. She did. She admitted to me she started cussing in like fourth grade.
Thank you.
I think the ban is a good idea.
And what about the example that you're setting for your kids, Selena? They all see you guzzling these things just nonstop.
Every day.
Yeah, well, it's literally because of them. So, I don't know. I think once you're an adult, you can make whatever decision you want. But now that I have control over it, I'm not okay with my kids drinking energy drinks.
Got it.
Yeah.
The ultimate hypocrisy.
I mean, isn't everything a little hypocritical? Like, you as an adult are doing things that your kids are not allowed to do.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah. If anyone on the show, we know that energy drinks are your go-to.
It's my thing. It is
your thing. But we're a little worried for your heart.
That we are. And we're worried for the next generation,
I feel
too.
Like I'm thriving. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Sure.
The healthiest I've ever been, except I just got sick again yesterday. So
what?
Mind you, this is probably the sixth time this year.
This has been a rough...
I get sick a lot.
I was about to say winter, but we just got through summer and spring.
I was sick for like a full month, like peak summertime. It was also freezing outside, so it didn't really feel like summer. But now I don't know, my husband's sick. I'm sick.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that here.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Well, trust me, I would have loved to stay home, but nope. I come in even on sick days. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Apparently, Sydney Sweeney for American Eagle sent their stocks soaring. So I guess their campaign did work, but I have details for you coming up in Trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your favorite Utah listener, Amira from Utah, obviously. Guess what? Tomorrow is the day. I'm getting married tomorrow. So send your prayers, send your love, and yeah, love you guys. Don't worry, I'll be leaving a talk back tomorrow. Can't wait to go on my honeymoon, woo-woo, and other things. LOL, bye.
We all know what's going to happen
said,
on
that. Can't
the-
wait to go on my honeymoon God. And other things. Oh, LOL.
Because she and her fiance, they've been saving that special thing
For
after they get married.
Special moment.
So they've never done that before? Like, she's never done that? I don't expect you to know. I don't know why I'm asking.
That'd be, I don't know.
That'd be weird if you did know.
They together are waiting for the culmination of their...
Oh, my God, and that's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Wedding day.
Amira, well, congratulations.
This is exciting. I'm nervous for them.
Me too.
Yeah. It's going to go great.
The wedding or the smashing?
Everything.
Got it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle campaign actually worked. American Eagle announced yesterday that their campaign with Sydney was their best advertising effort ever in the history of American Eagle. They just totally pounded Wall Street expectations. Shares spiked more than 20%. They got more earnings per share as a result of this, more net income than last year. Like, I'm talking in the, I'm not good with math, but they made a lot more money. They got more foot traffic in their stores. They say that jumped 5%, and they've actually already signed up 700,000 new customers since this ad launched, this campaign launched.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a couple ways to look at it, because you can look at those numbers and be like, oh, this is a huge success, or it's not. When they say their share price jumped up, that doesn't necessarily mean...
It more than doubled.
That's just investors, and a lot of that being propped up. What we've seen with a lot of stock surges lately, that's, you know, people basically inflating the stock price over media coverage and stuff like that, or people purposely deflating stock prices. We've seen both of that. That doesn't necessarily mean you're crushing it all of a sudden. When your stock goes up, doesn't mean your sales have gone up, but you're saying their sales have also increased and their foot traffic's also increased. Whether or not you maintain that customer base, though, going forward. Yeah. Sure, initially, given the amount, like the firestorm around that campaign, of course it's your most successful campaign. Nobody's talked about you in the last however many years.
Like, this is the
first time people have talked about you. So by that metric, yes, the most successful ad campaign. You've also probably lost a lot of customers as well based on that.
The backlash
in response to that campaign. It's going to be, do your sales continue going forward? What is the first quarter of next year look like? What is the rest of, you know, the end of this year look like? Do your sales continue to go up? I don't know. I think this is a temporary spike. That's just me.
We'll see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Abel just broke a major Spotify record. So the Weeknd song Blinding Lights just became the first song ever on Spotify to hit 5 billion streams. You guys, no song has ever done this in the history of Spotify. The song also just landed on Billboard's top hot songs of the 21st century at number one.
Oh, wow.
And it like was rating all songs from the year 2000 to 2025. And this song got number one.
Dang.
Am I the only one that feels like it's a little overhyped?
I think so.
It's a good song, but like the best song ever? I don't know.
2000?
Yeah.
Since the year 2000?
Yeah.
I don't don't know about that, but
there's a lot better. I didn't even crack my top 100 from that. But,
right. You know, but congratulations to him. Sure, all right, sure. Graham. Let's talk football.
Oh, finally, you guys. Finally. The NFL season finally gets underway tonight. Thursday night football featuring the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Boo,
both those teams. Yeah. The biggest storyline from this game is how the Cowboys defense is going to perform following the shocking trade of Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. That game kicks off tonight at 5:20. Let's check in with our angry Eagles fan to see if he's excited about this game.
You suck!
Nope, he's still upset. Yeah. He's still not happy about that. Guess not. All right, looking ahead, the NFL also has a game tomorrow to kick off the season. Chiefs and Chargers. We got Friday football.
Do?
Yeah, they're playing a game in Brazil. Will Taylor Swift be at that game? I go to you, Selena.
Yes.
Jess, will Taylor Swift be at the Chiefs-Chargers game in Brazil?
Nope.
Graham. They just got engaged, though. I mean, you're going to let your fiancé saunter off to South America without you?
First game of the season?
I think she's there.
I think so, too. Really?
We'll write that see. Down. We'll write see. That down.
I don't know. And then looking ahead to the weekend, we've got Raiders-Patriots. On Sunday, that's 10 a.m. Again, at Patriots. Selena, if you missed it, coming up 8:05. We talked about this yesterday, but coming up 8:05 this morning, Selena will be representing the Raiders in our season-long JV show, Football Bet. So tune in. Raiders fans, tune in for that. She might need a little help making her win projection season total.
Yes, I have my number. I have a number in mind.
Gotcha. And then Niners start their season on the road as well against the Seahawks. That game is at 1:05 on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that.
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Let's go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we kick off What the Bleep, our listener Amira from Utah left us a talk back saying that her wedding day is tomorrow. Also going to be the first time her and her soon-to-be husband are going to, you know, do what married people do.
What, like get car insurance?
No, like
buy a house?
No, I mean like in the bedroom type of stuff.
Oh.
She's left a follow-up talk back.
You guys are nervous? I'm nervous. We both are actually very nervous. But yeah. And also, both of us have never. And you know what I'm talking about. Have never. So, wish us luck. This might be a train wreck. This is Amir from Utah. Love you guys. Bye.
Both of them have never gotten
car insurance before?
No, I don't think she's talking about insurance.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what if they don't,
they're talking about that.
What if they don't know how?
That's fine because it'll be like a shared experience between the two of them since they both never have.
Why don't you give them some like advice?
Yeah, that should be a good opportunity for you to hand out some pointers for how to make sure that this will be an exciting culmination of their wedding day.
A lot of kissing before.
Okay, and
a lot
go
of passion.
On. Go
a lot
on.
Of passion behind the kissing.
Okay, so they're passionately
a lot of
kissing.
Caressing. Before,
then
know?
What? Uh-huh.
I think that's all.
I'm sure they've done that before.
Yeah, they've done that.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
They're getting married.
Well, yeah, but there's going to be more passion behind this one.
What do you mean?
Because then just one thing's going to lead to the other. And then
what's the other?
You know the other, Graham.
I don't. Amira, I'm sorry.
I can't talk about the other.
If she had a pen and paper, I have to write down these
much
pointers.
Help, I know.
That
airwaves.
Was not
well,
good.
What would you say?
Don't put this on me.
No,
we're
asking you.
You're the expert, you
yeah,
say.
We ask you. You're the expert.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you think some guys really only date some girls because of the way they get his up?
Whoa.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably most guys.
We tend to think with that. Our smaller,
that's what I was thinking.
Our smaller brain a lot of times. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, then whip out your iHeartRadio app and leave us a talkback. Let me just remind people, the talkback mic is closed for those Disneyland tickets. You had to have gotten entered in there before 7 a.m. It's now What the Bleep time, and we're only giving out a chug mug here going forward. So leave us your name and your city along with your guests on that talkback, and make sure you leave a PG guest, please, because this is a family-friendly show,
right.
Despite Jess's sickery.
I know, Jess, you're so gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Do you think some guys really only date some girls because of the way they get his
up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. I think that missing word is confidence. Lift the confidence up. All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
That's a good guess. Yeah. Confidence. You want to be with somebody that raises your confidence level,
course.
Right?
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Fatima from Vallejo. And I think to bleep that word is his ego. His ego up. All right, y'all. Happy Thursday. Bye.
We love getting our ego stroked. Those are probably the two most popular guesses so far this morning. Confidence and ego.
Okay, yeah. Not those. What else can you get up on a man?
Morning, guys. Julie from Valley Springs again. My guess for the bleeped out word is blood pressure. Happy Thursday.
Oh, we love to do that to you guys.
Yeah, that.
I don't think they want that, though.
Yeah. We don't. We don't want to die of heart attack, some sort of heart disease. Thank you, Julie from Valley Springs, for leaving that talk back. I just checked JV Show number one in Valley Springs. I didn't realize, Selena, that I drove right through Valley Springs. I didn't even say hi to Julie. I should have.
Wow.
On my way home from Herber Camp on Monday on Labor Day, I drove right through Valley Springs.
And?
Gorgeous country. God's country out there. It's
real, that's what
real
it sounds like.
Real hot and dry, like, though. Real hot and dry. Didn't look like there was a lot to do there in Valley Springs. I might need you to let me know.
Sounds beautiful.
The Taco Bell looked like it was happening. Like that was the spot.
Well, I love Taco Bell.
I looked far and wide outside of that. I didn't see a lot. A couple tumbleweeds, you know, but.
Cows, I assume.
Like I said,
picture
God's
a lot
country.
Of like gorgeous. Orange trees.
Orange trees?
Like trees that grow oranges.
The same Florida.
Yeah,
that's just what I picture.
This ain't the citrus capital. Yeah, you're picturing wrong. If you pictured like a dry, dusty field, that's what I saw.
All right, continue to get your guesses in for what the bleep. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave those on the talk back. Going to play more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you win a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. Do you think some guys really only date some girls because of the way they get his up?
Wow.
Yes. But it's true. I think so. All right. So let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got the word today.
Hi, JV Morning Show. I think the bleep out word is self-esteem. Bye.
Self-esteem. That was a very popular guest this morning.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're strutting along with the right person. That gets the self-esteem up.
Good morning, JV. It's Noah, Mateo, and Sonia. And we think the bleeped out word is spirits, to get his spirits up.
We hope we win. Oh, that's a good guess. I
like that one. That was another very popular
guess. You do want to be with somebody to get your spirits up. Makes you feel good and happy all the time, of course.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz, and I want to say status. Get their status up. Okay, bye.
Another very popular guest this morning.
Even thought of these words. These are really good.
Being from San Jose, I think it's followers up.
Followers. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Do you think some guys really only date some girls because of the way they get his followers up? I mean, that has to be a thing too, right?
Yep. I think it happens a lot with those reality dating stars.
Oh, yes.
You think the guy's sole interest above all the other possible things that they could be keying in on is just to get their follower count up?
I think it goes hand in hand with like status. If you're dating like another girl from a different reality show and she's blown up, like you want to be dating that person.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of perks.
A lot of eyes on you.
Yeah.
I could see that. And did you worry that when you first started dating your man, Selena, that he was only dating you for your followers? Because you have a lot. You know, you got a lot of followers.
He doesn't. He wasn't even really on social media. He doesn't really care about followers and all that. So.
Got it.
So, no. Otherwise, anybody else, yes, I would totally have felt used.
Yeah, totally.
No. Totally.
All right, let's give some shout outs this morning. First, Dee in San Jose. What's up, Dee? She had the very first correct answer this morning. A couple other people came with the correct answer. Like we were saying, guesses all across the board. Very good guesses. They were all close. Well, they weren't really that close. Let's just say that. But a lot of good guesses.
Yes.
Alex in Venetia had it. So did Michaela in Lathrop. I like how Jess wrote Venetia. It's Benicia. Alex in Benicia.
Oh, I don't know why.
Starts with
Listen,
a B.
I have to go
and then I said it with
fast.
A V just there, and I was like, no, Venetia. That ain't it. Benicia is the city in the bay. That's
right.
Danny in Alameda had it. So did Kyla in Bradenton, Florida. JV Show number one in Bradenton, by the way. Thank you guys so much for playing. Yes. If you did not.
And Janice.
Oh, Janice.
San Carlos.
San Carlos and Janice, what's up? thank you guys so much for playing. If you did not win this morning, got another chance tomorrow.
That's right.
Play again. Same time. 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
God, Graham, I'm dying right now. You're so right. Valley Springs is a whole lot of nothing. Horses and cows and not many trees. Oak trees, that's about it. Right before the foothills. And I knew you've been through here. I know where Herbert Camp is, sort of. And, yeah, not much to do. Taco Bell's a hip happening place. Burger King, too. Don't forget that.
There's a Burger King.
Yeah, they have
love
that.
You guys.
That's our buddy Julie from Valley Springs. And I just mentioned a minute ago that I drove through Valley Springs on my way home from camping Labor Day weekend. And it's good to put a place to the face of Julie from Valley Springs because she leaves a lot of talkbacks. Next time I go through Valley Springs, Julie, I expect you to take me to Burger King for lunch.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, no. I think we have a bad connection. We're going to try to get through this. We're good, by the way. Thank you so much for asking. Mike, you know what's on the line today, right?
Oh, yeah. Disneyland tickets.
Disneyland tickets.
Nobody won yesterday. Nobody won the day before. Come on. Be our first Yep Nope winner of the week to win this four-pack.
It's all on you. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and you win these Disney tickets. Here's question number one. How many feet tall is a regulation basketball hoop?
10.
Yep. Easy.
There you go. All right, question number two. The Panthers are an NFL team that play their home games in what state?
North Carolina.
Woo, yep. There it is.
All right. I thought someone was just going to say Carolina, and then I was going to hit him with the no.
This one might be a little tricky for you, Mike. There are three Joe Bros, the Jonas Brothers. Name two of them.
Kevin and Nick.
Yep. Someone's helping you out.
That's all right. My wife, Amanda.
Hi. Thank you. Thankfully, she's right there because you did get that one.
Nicely done. We don't need to dance around this. You've already won the game. Let's just do this last question just for funsies and see if you know it. In order for a sparkling wine to be called champagne, it has to be made in the Champagne region of what country?
France.
Yep.
Made everybody yesterday the day before look silly.
Yes. You just won 4 2-day, 1-park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. Woo! Woo!
And We're going to Disneyland.
Yes. Hey, congratulations, you guys. Let me put you on hold really, really quick.
It's Halloween time at Disneyland, you guys. And Wild 94.9 is giving you the chance to experience the frightful fun plus the added excitement of the Disneyland Resort's 70th celebration. So every day this week, we're hooking you up.
Oh, and you get to wear one of those shoulder plushies that we talked about yesterday. So cute.
I guess. Oh my God. I'll allow it. Man, I want to go.
I know. Everybody else who is trying to get these Disney tickets, we have another chance, another way to win tomorrow morning. We kick it off right at 6 a.m. with a talkback contest. So make sure you wake up with us every single morning right at 6. We're hooking somebody up. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. Speaking of talkbacks, somebody left us a special birthday, I think, and first day of school shout out talkback they want.
Okay, one second. Here it is.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Grass Valley. I'm here with Madison and Sabine, and it's Sabine's first day of preschool today.
And also little baby of Winslow. Happy birthday.
That was the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, great first day of school and maybe a birthday. I'm not really sure there. Either way.
Who gives a fuck?
All right, a couple DMs here. I got one says, hey, Graham, mom in your DMs. Please wish my son Harper a happy 6th birthday today. Continue being the brave, funny, silly, and smart big kid that you are. Love mommy, daddy, and your brothers, Hunter and Hayes. Yes, happy birthday, Woo! Harper. Happy
Who gives a fart?
How great about boy. That collection of names, Selena? Harper, Hunter, and Hayes.
Love it.
Triple H. Another one here. Happy birthday to our sweet Layla, turning the big 1-3 today. Welcome to the teen club, Layla. You are beautiful, kind, and wonderful in every way. We are so lucky to celebrate you. We love you. Love mom, dad, Wyatt, Emmy, and Autumn. Yes, welcome to the teen years. parents. Who gives a
I'm
fuck?
Keeping those parents in my prayers.
Why? You think she's going to turn into a monster?
I have a 13-year-old daughter.
Just got it. Enough said. All right, another one here. Hey, Grandma, our whole family in your DMs. Okay, that's a little awkward, but it could work. Everyone, welcome in. Would you please help us celebrate our girl Zoe a huge happy 13th birthday to our sweet daughter? Here we go again. Welcome to your teens. We hope this next chapter is filled with joy, adventure, and all the things that make you the happiest. You deserve it. Namely, just things that keep you happy and not yelling at us is the translation there. We love you so much and so incredibly proud of you. Keep shining. Happy birthday from your biggest fans,
happy
Mommy,
birthday.
Daddy, your sister Maya, and your little fur brother Bucky. Thanks Aww. So much. Yes, hope you have a great birthday, Zoe.
Who gives a
Another
fart?
One here. Today is my son Raider's birthday, and I give a fart. Please do a shout out. Happy 7th birthday, Raider Butt. That's from Mommy and Yaya, and they love you. Yes, happy birthday, Raider Woo! Butt.
Who gives a fart?
One last one here. Good morning, Graham. Can I please get a shout out and wish my husband G a happy 9th wedding anniversary? I love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate us. Thank you. And that is from your wife, Raina. So, yes, happy anniversary,
happy
you two
anniversary.
Lovebirds.
Who gives a fart?
Ah, oh, that's true.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
This is not a drill, you guys. This is not a drill. We are about to get a brand new Justin Bieber album.
No what? Way.
But how? He just put out an yeah. album. Remember, he almost had a mental breakdown doing that one.
Right. Well, I guess he almost had a mental breakdown doing two albums simultaneously. Yeah,
double breakdown.
Is what I'm thinking. So it hasn't even been 3 months yet since Justin dropped Swag. But get this. This morning, he teased the release of Swag 2. And Clever. He posted the album cover on his Instagram. It's all pink. Nothing else but the album title on it. It's going to be dropping tonight at midnight.
At midnight.
We're about to get a new Bieber album tonight.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm not ready for this. Oh, he hasn't given out any more information yet. There's going to be features on it or the name of the songs, but we're assuming he'll be giving out more details as the day goes on.
And you said you're going to be hosting a live listening party at your house in the Hayward Hills for all the JV Show listeners to
at
come
midnight.
And get first crack at it?
At midnight, yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. We'll give out your address one more time so we'll make sure we can all get there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. but Bieber fans, really exciting
Rejoice.
Stuff. Now to Cardi B, two things that I want to talk about. Now that her time in the courtroom for that civil trial has wrapped up, why not profit off of it? You know, her album is dropping later this month on the 19th, and she unveiled what some of the deluxe albums are going to look like.
Okay.
You guys, right now you can buy like a limited edition, courtroom edition of her album. Go check out this cover, JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. You know, some of the viral faces she made.
I love it. I love it.
She just plastered her face in court on the cover of the album. She's selling these CDs. You can pre-order for like $10. So you can go buy all these different looks that feature her in the courtroom.
And honestly, I know that she hated to have to go through this whole courtroom situation, but it really helped for her album. Like, It gave her a lot of publicity.
I know.
So
$10 gets you a CD these days?
Yep.
Yeah.
This
People
one.
Still use CDs?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think it's kind of coming back a little
but
bit.
But where do you play with them?
Yeah, you got to have a
I don't know.
CD
the same
player.
Way
Oh, my car still has one.
See? Graham's
car. One.
Oh.
Yeah, you can play it in there.
And you're going to be hosting a listening party for the Cardi album.
Yeah, 2001
in your
Toyota
car.
4Runner.
Do you want to give out your Napa address so people can join you for
I'll just
that?
Give out my license plate instead.
Okay.
It's 4-6
track it.
EES8 4X72.
If you're the security guard,
one and then a heart symbol.
If you're the security guard that was suing Cardi, because the security guard's not backing down. Like, even though she lost this, she plans to file an appeal. Like,
oh,
at
God.
This point, wouldn't you just go away? Like, you have made yourself look so incredibly stupid, mm-hmm. and Cardi B is making a mockery of this entire thing. Like, wouldn't you just go away?
Yeah,
I'd be too embarrassed to ever try this again.
Yeah, you don't appeal. You Homer Simpson back into the bushes at this point.
Yes.
Because why? And then what? Like, she either has some deep pockets or the lawyers are doing it in hopes of they're going to get a settlement payout because, like, those legal fees are insane at this point.
Yeah.
That security guard money must be good money.
No, she got fired. So, former security guard.
Right.
The other thing that I want to talk about is Cardi B claiming that she was once offered to do the Super Bowl halftime show, and she declined.
Have the thought of doing a halftime show crossed your mind?
Of course. What year I got asked to do the Super Bowl? I'm not sure if it was 2019. And I denied.
I feel like soon, if I get to do it, I feel like I'm going to have more hits. Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to be more experienced. And hey, I know I'm going to eat that up.
Here's the thing. Everybody thinks she's lying.
Really?
Nobody believes her. So I'm hoping she comes out with some like receipts. Like, let's see some emails or some text messages. And it better be from Jay-Z himself, like offering you the gig. Because nobody's believing that she won. Maybe she may have been offered it. But two, like, why would you decline?
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
I can think of lots of reasons to decline.
What? Okay, name one.
Because one, and she even said it, she doesn't have that big of a catalog of hits. And every artist goes up there and does a medley of like 12 songs or 14 songs. Mm-hmm. They cram in all their hits they can do. And she got 12 songs
but
that
I feel like
people would recognize?
If Jay-Z and Roc Nation didn't think that you had enough hits, they wouldn't offer it to you. And we don't, and it, maybe.
Okay, but I'm giving reasons why you would decline it. That's a separate thing of whether or not it's there was a real offer or not.
And
there
maybe
are reasons you decline it because of the mockery.
And maybe it wasn't even like a headlining spot. Maybe it was one of like the guest appearances.
Now that
like,
part I could see happening.
I still
being
think
a cameo.
Anybody would have done it. Whether it was a guest appearance or a main appearance, because if you don't have enough songs in your catalog, then you bring other guests and make it like a big thing.
I just don't know. Like if you are not just one of the best live performers, you are going to fall flat on your face.
So do you think that she wasn't offered?
In front of the largest audience.
Do you think she wasn't offered in the first place?
Oh, I don't think she would have been offered. I bet she would have been offered to do a... like a cameo and some, but I'd have to go back and look at all the years and see who that would have
maybe.
Been that you could have cameoed and come out with. But to do that, I'm telling you, you have to be an incredible live performer to be able to do the halftime
lying.
Show. And yeah. And I don't think, no offense to Cardi B, I don't think she was there yet and is there now where she could hold up the entire show. But that's just my opinion. Because
I would
the
agree
mockery
with that.
Is brutal.
I like
people
her.
Judge
yeah.
the halftime show so harshly.
I would agree with that. And that's part of the reason why I don't think she was offered in the first
place.
I'm going to stick beside her and I'm going to say she's going to bring out receipts.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see him. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're just waking up and getting ready to check your Powerball ticket, spoiler alert, you didn't win. No one in the country did, though. So nobody matched all the numbers for last night's $1.4 billion jackpot. So it rolls once again, now projected to be $1.7 billion for Saturday's drawing. We know that the lottery fever running very high. Right now, so high that Jess thought about buying a ticket yesterday.
Hi.
That's how excited people are about this one. So I would not be surprised if the jackpot jumps up even a little bit higher. But as it stands, that $1.7 billion makes it the third largest in Powerball history. The second largest on the list is $1.765 billion. So it's not going to take much for it to pass that by Saturday. Cash value, as it stands, lump sum $770 million.
Wow.
Before taxes, of course, and they'll take about 40%+ of that. So get your tickets because California is lucky when it comes to these monster jackpots. The two largest ahead of this one on the list, the one that was a little bit over $2 billion and that $1.765, both won in California.
Gosh.
So there you go.
Even though the chances of us winning are really low, doesn't it still make you nervous? Like, what if you were to be the winner? Like, what would you even do then? Because I was watching a video of the things that
this
you're supposed
me
to apparently
right out
do.
The studio door.
Things that you're supposed to do.
Things that you're apparently supposed to do, like make sure you like get a lawyer and make sure it's this type of lawyer, because if not, like they might try to take your money, and make sure that you don't tell anybody. And I was watching this and I was getting stressed out because I'm like, oh my God, there's too many things to do if you win.
I love whenever the lottery jackpot gets super big and lottery fever gets high, all these posts and all these articles and all these videos about what to do if you win. People are clicking. I'm like, I better be prepared just in case. I'm gonna win.
The whole
like,
video.
You're not gonna win. But
did you see what was posted to Wild94.9's Instagram?
Oh yeah.
I was like, why would you just crush all my dreams like this? Things that are more likely to happen than you winning tonight's Powerball drawing. This was yesterday. And they went on to list like 10 things. Being the chosen girl at Chris Brown's concert to go on stage. Playing hockey with Justin Bieber. Drake sliding your DMs. Kendrick Lamar dissing you in a song. It's like all these things.
And we know those things would never happen.
Right.
So, wow.
So great. I'd never win the jackpot.
But
thank
way
you.
More likely, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Next on the JV show, you guys, we got to lock in.
It's time.
Our NFL football bet.
Yes.
We'll explain what that means next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Going back to something we were just talking about inside today's Hottest Trending, Cardi B in a new interview said that she was offered to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. She says either in like 2018, 2019, one of those years she can't really recall, but she declined. And I mentioned a lot of people online, they think she's lying about this.
What's up, Chevy Show fam? It's your boy Kevin chiming in on the Cardi B Super Bowl appearance. I believe she did get invited to do it because 2019 was the hit song I Like It with Bad Bunny and J Balvin, and they both came out. So I assume that she is telling the truth. She wasn't going to headline it, just come out for that song. And Bad Bunny and J Balvin did come out to that song.
But then why would you say no? Why would you say no to that?
That is shocking if you would turn down that cameo. Right. I mean,
right.
You're going to be out there for 38 seconds.
That's, I don't know. The math just ain't mathing for me.
Good morning. Love the show. I think the number one reason for not doing the Super Bowl would be that the artist has to pay for it out of their own pocket. That's probably why she declined as well. Love you guys. Have a good one.
How about that? Yeah, it can be expensive to put on. Didn't The Weeknd spend like $10 million or whatever doing his halftime show,
yes,
which was boring?
But if she's just, but if she's just coming out as a guest appearance, I don't imagine that being millions, right, coming out of your pocket.
If it was just a guest appearance, I don't think,
I don't know,
you're
something,
it
just,
much there.
It's, the whole thing is just very sus. Yeah. Like, why, even if she was offered that, why turn it down? Unless she was pregnant and it was a secret is the only thing I can think of. But, I mean, I don't know how old her, I can't do the
math.
But
then again, the announcement would have been, like, huge to do that on the Super Bowl stage, like Rihanna. She would have beat Rihanna to it.
True.
Cardi seems to be one of the people that when she mouths off something on social media or whatever, she usually backs it up. So,
and I think she
curious
will.
Curious to see if she does.
I'm very curious, too. All right, Graham, do you want to just explain what this bet is that we're doing?
Yeah, we got to get into this, you guys, because it is time for the JV Show's season-long football bet. Now, last year, it was just between Jess and I, and right, it was Jess was tasked with picking the win total for her team, the Pride of Salinas, the New York Giants. And she picked based on the Vegas projected win total, and which was, I think we settled on, how many games did we settle on?
I think it was like seven.
Seven. So any games that they won past seven, I was going to have to chug. Any games they came up short of that number, Jess had to chug, and they ended up winning like three games last year or something. They were terrible, so she had to chug a few things off the JV Show chug wheel. This year, we decided, let's get everybody involved, including you, Selena.
Why? I don't like whoever dragged me into this.
Have that look on your face?
Because.
Why?
Because, I mean, it started out as just like a you and Jess thing, Graham, because you guys are the ones that really take so much pride in your teams. I'm just kind of like, I just kind of go with the flow, like, no, I don't even watch the games. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of here. Well,
but it's more fun to have you in.
Sure.
Yeah, it's more fun to get the whole show involved.
Okay,
than
I
get it. Our listener, Ashley, left a talk back yesterday suggesting this. I thought it was a fine idea. So I will be picking what I think the 49ers will have for a win total on this season. Any number of games I am off by, plus or minus, that's the number of times I will be spinning the chug wheel to chug. Jess will be picking for the New York Giants. Right. And Selena, you will be representing our Raiders fans, and you'll be making a projected season-long win total for the Raiders. Hope you did your homework.
I did. Well, I did a little bit this morning. On ChatGPT. You know, I don't know any Raider fans that I could have like called up and been like, "Hey, tell me everything you know."
Okay,
but it's fine. I had ChatGPT do a deep dive. I think I'm ready and I'm feeling confident.
Okay. Well, before the pick is in for the Raiders, our buddy Edgar without the haircut, he slid into my DMs yesterday and said, "Let me help coach the ladies up here because you know what you're doing. Let me coach them up." And I said, fine, whatever. Leave a talk back tomorrow and we'll play it.
Okay. Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Ladies, I got to help you out with this NFL bet because Graham, he knows sports and he knows gambling. First of all, Selena, welcome to the Raider Nation. You're going to enjoy the black hole.
I don't want that.
A solid number would be 6. That'd be a good number. And ladies, please don't let Graham pick anything under a 10. And Graham, if you're a real man, you'd pick 12. And Jess, here you go. I'm going to help you out big time. Mm-hmm. The number you're going to pick to guarantee a win is going to be...
It's going to be what?
You only get 30 seconds on the talk back.
Is there a follow-up? Is there a follow-up talk back?
He ran out of time. I just checked. There was no...
Edgar!
There is no follow-up talkback. All right, Selena, you've heard everybody, Eddie without their haircut. He thinks the Raiders are going to achieve a lofty 6 wins this season. Again, you pick the number of wins, and at the end of the year, say you pick 6, like he said, and they finish with 8 wins.
Yes.
You'd spin the chug wheel twice. Let's say they finish with 4 wins, which is probably more likely. You would also spin the chug wheel twice, so it's plus or minus.
Hey,
unless you get it, unless you get it dead on, then there is no chugging. You want to get that number dead on, and the pick is in.
So, I am actually so happy that he said 6, because that's the number I was going to go with after I consulted my bestie, ChatGPT, about, you know, all things Raiders, how they did last season, you know, taking into account the coaching and, you know, how the players are doing and their previous records, and just do all the analytical stuff and come back. And also, the over-under for this season is 7.5, 7.5.
Okay. So you're really going under.
I was going to go with 6 anyways.
Okay.
Got it.
Because they projected their record for...
So you're fading the Raiders.
Their record for the season is projected to be 7-10. I'm going 6, just in case, you know, you never know with injuries and things like that.
Hear that, Raider fans?
Wow.
She is fading you guys this season.
I'm
think
going
you're going
6.
Under your projected.
That's a big improvement from last season.
Projected win
total. So 6, you're locking it in?
I'm locking
it in.
All
right, the pick is in. Just write that
6.
Down.
She just jinxed it.
I know. Raider fans, make sure you direct your jinx love towards Selena all season long.
I'm feeling very good about this.
As they compile some losses. Jess, you are now selecting for the New York Giants. You ready to make your selection?
I am.
The pick is in.
For me, obviously, I looked at the Vegas line. It was at 5.5 for this new season. Now, look, last year, they only got 3 wins.
3?
It was rough. It was rough.
Brutal.
I feel like the team
Who's
is looking
now?
A little bit better. Russell Wilson, but we also have Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, and he's looking good.
Sure.
He's looking good.
Got it.
Okay.
Sure,
and,
sure, sure. Rookie.
And listen, I was in between a few different numbers. Obviously, consulted my fiance, who is a huge football fan.
Dude's like a football scientist.
Right. So... the thing is, at the end of the day, like, you never truly know with injuries, people underperforming, or our schedule, which is brutal compared to everybody else.
We get it. What's your pick?
My final number, though, is still going to be, I was in between 4 and 5. I'm still going to go with 5.
5.
Yeah.
5. Well, you guys are a lot of optimism for these two teams thus far. 5
Again,
wins.
I was going to go with 4, but then I was like, you know what?
What number did your man give you?
He initially gave me 6, then he said settle on 5. And I'm settling for 5.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, 5. Well, what a hell of a season, New York Giants. I actually hope they catch fire and take off. I want them to win 11 or 12 games and just have...
Oh,
I'm
going
to be rooting for them.
I would
just
love that. If they go undefeated, that'd be nice.
That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, and a tied record with the Raiders, of course.
Jess will be chugging every single thing on the chug wheel. All right, if you're just joining us, we're doing our season-long football bet for the JV show. We're each picking our projected win totals for different teams. I, of course, will be picking for the Niners, and the pick is in. Following a very, very disappointing season last year, I think the Niners get things back on track this year. And they also have a favorable schedule, but it is
the
NFL. Nobody knows who's going to be what until the season gets going. So the schedule is just a meaningless piece of paper until we know more. But I will be selecting the number...
It better be like...
11.
Yeah!
I'm going to go with 11 wins for the 49ers this year. Again, the rules are any number of games I am off by that when the season ends, that's the number of times I'll spin the JV show chug wheel. And I think the Niners are going to have a bounce back year. 11 wins. Lock it in,
unless
you guys.
They don't.
Lock it in.
Our numbers are locked in. Woo woo! Can't wait. Sorry, now that that's out of the way. Oh my God, that was so stressful.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk, Graham?
All right, I'm going to need you to head to JV Morning Show on Instagram and check out our Instagram story. That's where we post all our stuff. A lot of funny stuff.
All of our stuff. Give us a follow.
We've got to talk about this pair of pants that's gone viral this week. I guess Target has a collaboration with Champion. Like, I thought Champion was sort of in the sweatpants game. But the pants they're showing, this woman is showing and then modeling here, they're kind of pleated. What would you describe these pants as for ladies? I'm not good with women's fashion. This is a...
They are pleated pants.
So, like, but in what scenario would you wear these? Is this more of, like, a dress-up, like, wear-to-work
thing?
Maybe,
it looks like work attire. Looks a little businessy. I mean, she's wearing it with, like, a T-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, she's just trying them on there to show you how they fit because...
Work or church.
Got it. A lot of people scratching their heads about these. Now, look, pleated pants, nothing new. There's usually sort of a pleated crease that goes down the middle of each leg. Mm-hmm. These have three pleats with the center pleat going right through the crotch. And when she tries these on, what you see there is... Move over, camel toe.
This is a whole other level.
This is like full on. Well, as one commenter put it, Vulva City.
Oh my God.
Because it makes it look like you're.
They need to rethink the. They need to take these off the shelves like ASAP. People are wearing this to like church and stuff.
I don't know if anybody has bought these and tried them on and not noticed exactly what this woman in this now viral video has noticed.
Because
this is the most ridiculous looking. The placement of the pleat, again, the camel toe ain't got nothing on this. This looks like you're... It's on the outside. It looks like you're...
Please go see this.
Look, this in our meeting in the ladies' room, Jess, Selena, this is the... You know, we're at the forefront of ladies' fashion here, so this is what you're going to be wearing
soon. It's a hard pass.
For me. I'd get used to it now.
No, thank you.
Somebody also said, is the color called camel? I thought that was
that's funny. A good one.
There were a lot of good comments, a lot of good comments on that one.
That is a good one. I do want to talk weddings because our very own Jess is engaged, has a wedding coming up. How far into the planning have you gotten, Jess?
Not very far. So.
You haven't picked out the tablecloth color yet?
Not yet.
Napkin color?
And then I keep back on the colors that I had initially had in mind, and now I'm just saving everything I see on Pinterest that I like.
What were the colors?
I can't say right now.
Oh, people hide in their wedding
because
colors.
Because what if I go back to those colors?
Okay, then you go, why can't we know?
But why couldn't anybody use the same colors?
Also, I think I had already said, actually, one of the colors that I had in mind was... like a light, like sage minty color. But now I'm backtracking on that. And I don't know now at this point. Can I just have a mixture of every color that I like?
You can. It's your wedding. You can do whatever you want. You haven't done
any planning on this? No custom cocktails for the happy hour?
I think this is a good idea. But I know you guys are going to shut
All right, I'm ready.
Down, but it's fine. So you guys know my little cat. Her name is Bubbles.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to have a Bubbles bar because, you know, bubbly like champagne. So it's going to be a Bubbles bar. But you know how everybody at weddings has like drinks that are named after the little dog or their cat or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be the Bubbles bar. Yeah. Anyways, so I've just done a little bit of planning here.
Can we just go to commercial now? Get me out of here. I got to go throw up. I think I'm going to be sick.
Everybody does a signature drink for their pet, and I think that's super
not
cute.
For their pet.
And for themselves.
You do signature drinks
couple.
For yourself well, that for like you. Describe you. That's well, what our signature drinks
obviously
were.
Obviously for the couple too, but a lot of people will have like little pet cocktails named after like their pet.
Yeah, I get it for a dog.
Like specific.
Yeah.
You know what?
Like pets that matter.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to save you, Jess. We are going to move
on. I'm getting hater vibes right now.
We have Ariana Grande tickets. Hi, who is this on the phone?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. You just won tickets for Ariana. Winner!
Oh,
my
God.
This is huge. She's going to be kicking off her tour here in the Bay, and you're going to be checking her out June 6th at Oakland Arena.
Congratulations.
Nice. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Kim, hang on for those tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our meeting in the ladies' room. We are talking weddings because our very own Jess is engaged. Mm-hmm. You don't have a whole lot of wedding planning done at this point.
No, just a bunch of random things.
Just ideas and things on your Pinterest board. One thing you did mention, though, is
a Bubbles bar.
Yeah.
Because you have a cat named Bubbles.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV family. Mama Albert is back. Jess, I love it. Bubbles bar, champagne, how freaking cute. Have a good, Thursday? Have a good Thursday.
Yeah. See, at least someone.
Mom Albert's loving it. There you go. There's one vote for doing the Bubbles bar. Super cute. Yeah, tons.
Good morning, Jeffy Show. This is Eddie Smith from Water Creek. Jeff, please, please tell me you are going to have your cat come down the aisle with the ring on her back. Please tell me that. Oh, my God. How cute would that be? Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, little kitty, kitty, kitty.
You're not going to have your cat be the ring bearer. That's the best idea ever. I got to start training with her.
You have thought about involving your cat in the ceremony.
I've thought about her being there. And I think I'll make it happen for her to be there some I want her to be a part of my special.
Am I the only one that thinks this is like weird? It's a cat.
Yeah, and the cat's going to be miserable there at your wedding. Cats hate like being out in public.
I don't plan on having children that may have like crazy anxiety, and then you're going to put her in a cage for like the entire thing.
Not a cage.
Then you're
going to
stuff her back in her pillowcase and throw her back in the car.
No, but I'd want to get at least.
Isn't that how you're supposed to transport a cat?
Stop. No, that's
how we used to do it when I was a kid.
No, I'd at least want one cute picture of that day with us and her. So maybe I'll have to hire like a cat sitter and then.
Oh my God.
For them to just
for
them to bring her to the wedding and
wedding
then once
planner, wedding photographer, videographer, cat sitter, obviously.
Morning, y'all. Just don't listen to them. I think your bubbles bar is such a cute idea. That's super cute. And you're right, lots of people do have the bars or drinks named after their pets.
Or dogs.
Cats included. So I think the bubbles bar is so cute.
Let's
play on word because, you know, bubbly champagne, all that.
Yeah.
Anyways, have so much fun planning. Hope you guys have a good day. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, let me just say this because there's a lot of JV Show listeners. We have a lot of new listeners, but we have a lot of OG JV Show listeners that have been riding with us for a long time. They know why Selena and I despise, absolutely despise the name Bubbles. And that's a whole story. I don't think I'm allowed to get into it.
We're not
very
legally
far
allowed
because
to.
She almost got us fired many years ago. Anyways, that's part of the reason that this, you know, irks us a little bit.
Yeah. Just, also, it's the cat.
You guys don't like cats. Which
no,
is
but
I actually
odd.
Do really, really like cats, but I can't have them because my kids are allergic. But even if I did, the cat would not have been in my wedding.
Well, that's because you and pets, you hate your dog, so your dog obviously wasn't at your wedding.
No, I think just because it's a cat. Well, yeah, I'm not going to fly my dog to Mexico in the middle of a hurricane for my wedding.
That's a good.
Wow.
For me, it's the name. For me, it's the name. That's where I'm hung up on.
So you had Hambone at your wedding?
Oh, Hambone was not born yet.
Oh, okay.
Our wedding. All right. We got her on our 1 year anniversary.
I actually did want to ask Jess something wedding related in our meeting in the ladies' room before we got sidetracked by the bubbles bar.
Right.
The bubbles bar.
Because one woman, she went online and she's like stressing out. She's the groom's cousin and she's like, look, I have nothing. The wedding's a month away. We just got dress coded. So I have to buy a new dress. Can't find anything. I don't know what to do. And a lot of people were like, what? A dress code? Like, isn't that kind of crazy? So here's the notice that she got.
Okay.
Appropriate attire palette. Deep forest greens, olive green, mauve, navy blue, and earthy neutrals. Any inappropriate attire will be asked to leave and escorted off the property.
I mean,
everything and everyone's like,
I like the vibe and the aesthetic, but
everyone's like, yeah, that's a little harsh. Jess, is your wedding going to have a dress code?
No. I think as
So I can wear my Wranglers?
I can wear anything, yeah.
Am I jean jacket?
No. I'm thinking it'll be, you know how people will put either like formal or, honestly, I don't even know the difference between the formal and like the black tie attire.
Well, black tie is a whole other. Black tie is tuxedo. Then there's like formal cocktail
and
attire.
So
or whatever.
Formal and cocktail are the same or different?
I think they're similar.
Okay.
You're asking the wrong dude. I just know black tie for guys, that means tuxedo and not just a black suit. It means a tux.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a tux.
I don't want to give people specifics on like you have to wear this specific color or it has to look like this because I want people to feel confident and feel excited about like, oh, hey, I look good.
I'm going to wear a neon yellow suit.
Yes. You should wear that that Christmas print one that you had that 1 year.
It was bright,
you still
red,
have that?
And green and white. Yeah. Of course I do.
Wear that.
Good thing I'm crossing you off the list right now.
Dang it. Fine.
See, I would hope that people will actually think it through and be like, hey, it's not appropriate to wear white at a wedding, and I'm not going to wear some crazy, like, printed suit.
What about weddings where there is a dress code, but it's like everybody wear black or whatever it is.
See, everyone pick the same color.
Yeah, are you okay with that?
I'm going to a wedding soon where I do have to wear all black, and I can't even have, I think, colorful shoes. And
sure, it's
I
not
had
a funeral?
Right. No.
I've actually been to a wedding where it was all black, and it looked so good.
It looks so beautiful, but me as the guest, I did have a little bit of a hard time even finding a dress just because I like wearing color.
I feel like that one's not so bad because you can find everything.
Black's an easy color.
Yeah.
Can I wear colorful socks with my black suit? Or yeah, those had to be black, too?
Black.
Have you guys ever been to a black tie wedding before?
No.
I will say this, as annoying as it is and expensive to rent a tuxedo, like it's 200, 300 bucks or whatever, you look around at the crowd when everybody's at a black tie and you're like, There's something.
It's very fancy.
It's very fancy. You're over there at the bar like, oh, I'll have a martini. You know? And you're like, why? Normally I wouldn't have ordered that, but why? You have to when you're wearing a tux right now, and then you just get smashed and fall down and puke all over yourself. Ew. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, so no wedding code for me. But on the topic of weddings, though, I did have one specific question because I want to know, like, what's an appropriate amount of money to give a couple who only has a honeymoon?
A honeymoon.
What's a honeymoon?
A honeymoon fund.
Oh, gotcha.
I, like, combine the words.
$25.
If they don't have a registry at all, I don't know. That's hard. That's even harder than just getting a gift from the registry.
Well, what would you, don't you translate, take the same number that you would have spent on a wedding gift, buying them that new crock pot or whatever it is they register, stupid thing that they register for, and don't you just transfer that amount right on over to what you donate to the,
I think I'd probably do like $100.
$100.
Okay, good, because that's what I was thinking, but I was like, oh my God, are they going to think like, wow, this couple is cheap.
Wow, Jess is so cheap.
Right.
It depends who you are. Like if it was one of my, if I'm in the wedding and it's one of my best friends or my brother or someone, you know, that's getting married.
Right.
The amount's going to be higher. Right. But if it's just, you know, you're a good friend or whatever, then.
And then I think it's a little bit more like awkward when it is just something like this, because then obviously like the couple is seeing the money come in because they have like whether you are submitting that on their wedding website or whether it's through Venmo or whatever it is, like they're seeing the money come in and who it's coming from. I don't know. I just feel like,
are you going to have an actual registry with like items for your home?
I think so.
Like new cat bowls.
I don't know that my fiance hates registries for anything. But I think I can convince him to have a wedding registry.
It's like you guys might be the only couple that actually, you guys might be the only couple that actually needs it because you do not live together yet. So you'd be moving into a place and actually needing all new stuff. Most couples already live together, already have everything. Right. So it's really weird. You don't just.
But we're not going to be the couple who gets all crazy and puts like some sort of random plate that's $200 on their registry because that's ridiculous.
Cat bowl. Swarovski.
Oh, I don't
know how you say it.
I do need a cat vacuum.
A cat vacuum? Was it a vacuum that sucks up cats?
No, there's.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
I don't think we can say that.
I think we can.
Today's hottest trending is, oh my God, let me stop the music.
Zip it.
If you were with us earlier this morning, 6 a.m., we did a Disney talkback contest. So if you love to talk back between 6 and 7 a.m. for Disneyland tickets, listen up, because coming up next, we are going to play the winning talkback. Also, we're getting to today's hottest trending. Speaking of weddings, this is supposedly where Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will be getting married. I'll share that info with you coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we have been hooking you up with Disney tickets all week long. We do a 6 a.m. talkback contest. So if you were with us earlier this morning when we kicked off the show and you left us a talk back for your chance to win a 4-pack of Disney tickets, listen up, because this is the winning talk back.
Hey, JV Show, good morning. This is Michael from San Jose. Today's my girlfriend's birthday, so I'm going to give her a shout. Happy birthday to Gina Lane. What I like about Disneyland, of course, is the food. We like to go to the Blue Bayou restaurant, and she loves the Pirates of Caribbean, so that's my little gig for the Disneyland. You hope you guys have a good day. Bye.
You just won.
There you go. Say Michael. Is that his name? Michael?
Mike. Yeah.
Mike.
Michael.
So here's the next thing. You got to call us right now to claim your tickets. 888-333-9490. Jess, will you be on the phone?
Yep.
On standby. Call us now. And we're going to give you this 4-pack of tickets. By the way, before anyone else complains, he was randomly selected. Just know that every winner is picked at random. Mike, give us a call now.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most top-down stories.
I forgot to give his lady a very important.
Who gives a fuck?
That's
on the
right.
End because he threw a birthday
Happy
shout
birthday.
Out in there.
Yeah. All right, so this is supposedly where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to be getting married.
Nashville.
No.
Do you want to guess again? The Bahamas.
No.
Bora Bora.
No.
San Francisco.
No.
Seattle.
No.
The Christmas tree farm that you grew up
no.
on. Oh, that was a good guess. That last
Did
she
grow up in a Christmas tree farm?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was a good guess. Okay, I'm out.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
You know, Taylor has a mansion there. It's become pretty famous because of the parties that she's hosted there in the past. I don't know if the wedding's going to be at her mansion, but this is the rumor that the wedding will take place there, either at her place or at some of their other beautiful wedding venues they have. I don't know. It sounds kind of like gloomy and depressing.
Well, I guess it's probably depending on the season. I'm sure it's gorgeous. What a gorgeous coastline and, you know, it's that New England...
I guess. I mean, it ain't for
New
me,
England
but
fall
sure.
Wedding, I'm sure that would be fantastic. You know, some clam chowder there at the reception. I don't know.
The insider said that they are getting married next summer. Rhode Island is where it's going to go down because she's in a hurry to have children. Oh, my God.
That's the thing that we've talked about that before in the prediction journal.
I do think that's happening
when
soon.
When a pregnancy is happening, I think that is going to be...
Next year?
It may already be something that is being attempted.
Maybe.
If you put it that way, or immediately upon that wedding night, that will become Taylor Swift's full focus.
Right. Can we talk about Selena Gomez's mom really quick?
Sure.
I just saw this new expose that Selena's mom, Mandy Teefy, may have like a drug problem. I don't know if you remember, we talked about their mental health company, Wondermind. Like they ran into some major road bumps. It was being run by Selena's mom, Mandy, but there was a lot of challenges. Like she wasn't able to pay the employees and she was like taking out loans just to be able to like cover her house to keep the company afloat. And like Selena wasn't, people were like, why aren't Selena paying for it? And maybe this is why.
Right.
Apparently she was seen by a lot of staffers like sniffing some things in her office that was... That she basically lived in. Like, there was two couches there. She would stay there for days, unshowered, just having, like, food delivery come through. And, like, there was just boxes and, like, flies. And this is alleged, but that she would often act erratically and she would have angry outbursts. Sometimes she would disappear for weeks at a time. Another employee claimed her office was, like, more of a drug den. And that sometimes she would have, she would get, like, IV drips. By a nurse with no teeth that would come by and like do this for her from time to time.
A toothless nurse.
Yeah.
Those are the most trustworthy ones, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Is this is kind of crazy, right?
How has none of this come to light before? Because somebody had seen something, particularly
maybe
a toothless nurse.
I guess they just did a good job of burying it. Like I did read that like back in the early 2010s, Selena and her mom were estranged for some time. She had like fired her from, you know, whatever position she held, but then they reconnected in 2019. They became close. They launched this mental health company, and that's already been, you know, a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But these are some pretty shocking claims.
You mean to tell me not one single tooth?
No, she was only missing some.
Oh.
So she also had some.
Got it.
Not a full set.
Got it.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Brownstone Shared Housing. That's the name of the startup here in San Francisco. We've probably talked about them before, and a lot of people have probably seen it because they launched those fairly controversial sleeping pods that people could rent for $700 a month instead of paying crazy San Francisco rent prices. They basically converted some, I don't know if it was what it was zoned for originally, but their space has about 26 or 30 of these things in it right now, but they are just that, sleeping pods. They're barely 4 feet tall on the inside. It kind of looks like a closed-in bunk bed, except you either get the top or the bottom bunk, and there's just rows of them. And again, they rent for $700 a month, which is a lot cheaper, but again, you can only pretty much
sleep
in this thing. There's no, you don't go walking over to your living room or your kitchen or anything like that. Well, the company behind it, they've had quite a few problems here in the city because there's been zoning issues and things like that, but they've successfully basically fought it all off. And now the CEO is saying that their company is close to leasing a new space not far from their current one that's going to be big enough for 100 sleeping pods to fit into. But he's not stopping there. He foresees a future where they convert all sorts of vacant office space and commercial space here in the city to be able to hold more of these. And he'd like to see 10,000 of these pods in downtown San Francisco.
Oh my God.
What do you think about this, Selena? Let's just say you've moved to the city. You got dreams of getting into some tech startup or something. You can't really afford much on the rent. Would you pay $700
for a bed?
For a sleeping pod? Or would you go outside the Bay Area and get a roommate that has like a cat named Bubbles or something?
I might go roommate.
Really?
Because I would still, okay, so I mean, I have a bed to sleep in.
Uh-huh.
And then other than that, I am wandering around with nowhere to go.
Well, you can kill time scrolling on your phone. You can lay in your pod and scroll on your phone.
No.
And watch your shows on your phone.
No, I'm not doing that.
$700 is a hell of a deal.
It ain't for me, Chief.
Yeah, I don't think
it
I
ain't
could.
For me.
I don't think I could do it because, yeah, I'd feel awkward about where I go. And then also the bathroom situation.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a shared.
No, thanks. All right, so we're still waiting on Mike to call to claim his Disney ticket. Mike, you got until 9 a.m.
Hurry up.
If anyone knows our buddy Mike, tell him to call us now, 888-333-9499. Otherwise, does he forfeit these and we pick another talk back?
We'll do try it again.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're trying to give away these tickets for Disneyland. We do a 6 a.m. talk back contest, but we only accept your talk backs between the hours of 6 and 7. You got 1 hour to leave them. And then we play the winning talk back at 8:50. We did that. The winner was Mike.
Mike in San Jose.
Michael from San Jose.
Hello!
And no call from the real Mike. We got some fake mics.
Yeah.
People trying to be Mike.
Nice try. Nice try. But did not work.
The real Mike did not give us a call to claim his tickets, which means...
Imagine that heartbreak when
he
finds out later.
Oh, no.
Well, too bad.
So we're going to try this again. We have randomly selected another winning talkback. So if you left a talkback this morning when we signed on 6 a.m.
Listen up, people. Listen up.
Here it is.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from San Jose. My kids are sleeping at this time, but they wanted to help me leave a talk back for Disneyland tickets. It's my son's 4th birthday in October, and we'd love to go. Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, also in San Jose, if you are listening and you want to claim your winning 4-pack of Disneyland tickets, or if you know Jessica in San Jose, there's probably a lot of Jessicas in San Jose, but if you know that Jessica in San Jose, you better get her on the phone right now and tell her to call us. 888-333-9490. Do not fumble the bag on this one.
Do not. I do have a question about Powerball, Graham. As you know, nobody won last night's drawing. Now the jackpot is worth an estimated $1.7 billion.
Let's go.
The next drawing is on Saturday.
Yep.
Does buying more than one ticket help your chances? Because I know people that have bought a lot, not a lot, but like they're out there buying like 20 tickets. Still not winning. You know, do you have to buy like a million tickets to have a chance in this?
Well, I guess in theory, if you could afford millions of dollars worth of tickets, yes, I would assume that increases your odds, but you're still also run a very high risk of just being out millions of dollars because your odds of winning are what, roughly 1 in 300 something million, low 300s or high 200 something million. So unless you are going to spend the every number combination that's there, the 300 something million, which in theory, if you had 300 million, let's just say, to buy every ticket combination and then you win 1.7 billion. Now, look, you take the lump sum and after taxes, you'd still turn a healthy profit there. Not what you think you would do, but you may double your money. But you run the chance that somebody else also got a winning ticket. Now you're having that. Now you're splitting that jackpot. And suddenly this doesn't make more sense. You've now probably lost a slight amount of money or broken even, got your money back. So,
because I know people that go out, they're like, yeah, I bought $50 worth of tickets. And like, you're still not winning anything, right? Like,
I wouldn't. Look, my advice would be just buy one single ticket.
Is that how many? Do you just do one every time?
I just buy one because, well, technically, yes, your odds have increased. It's by such a tiny, minuscule fraction that it doesn't. Like, does a 3 out of 300 million chance sound better than a 1 out of 300 million chance?
It does your number slightly.
It's still
it does a little bit, though.
So astronomically small that it doesn't. I would. My advice, look, you can. Everybody plays differently. People are like, no, I got to buy 100 tickets or 20 tickets, whatever it is. My advice would be to just buy one.
My husband hates that I waste money on this and scratchers and stuff, but like. What if I win? And then every time I go, I get two tickets, and I justify it by saying one for me, one for him, even though they're both mine.
Right.
But I'll do two every time.
And then if you actually did match on one of them, you would say
that was my ticket, obviously.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think they throwing $2 in there is worth just the daydream alone. You're paying $2 for a fantastic daydream to think about all the stuff that you would do and how your life would change and all that. That's well worth the $2 in my mind, just to dream.
I know. But then, like, the way it crushes your dreams.
Yeah, I mean,
when
it is.
When they don't, when you don't win.
It is interesting how many of us actually legitimately have gotten our hopes up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your hopes should be at a zero.
Yeah, but me and my sisters already made promises to buy each other houses. I don't even want to buy those B words houses, but like, yeah. Now I have to.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, once you lawyer up after you win. That wasn't in writing. I don't remember saying that.
We're still waiting on Jessica to give us a call and claim Jessica these Disney tickets. Jessica, give us a call.
Hello?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Jess, is this Jessica on hold?
Is this Jessica on hold?
Jessica called us?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yep.
Let's see about that.
Better be the real her.
Wild 94.9. Hi, is this Jessica?
This is Jessica.
And you verified your identity to our buddy Jess mm-hmm. here. You're the Jessica.
That left a talk back this morning to your favorite local morning
Jessica
radio show.
From San Jose.
Let's go!
You won! Tickets for Disney! This is going to be so much fun!
They have their Halloween time happening right now, and you just won 4 2-day, one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets!
Congrats.
Oh my God, I can't wait to tell my kids. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. Jessica from San Jose.
She did it.
Hang on for that winning. All right, everybody else, you can be like Jessica. Tune in tomorrow morning. Wake up with us right at 6 o'clock. That's when the contest starts.
Yep.
Leave us a talk back in that first hour of the show. And then 8:50, we play the winning one. And it could be yours just like that. But you got to call to claim your tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.